Ladies and gentlemen, the fact that you are alive this morning and you are seated in church at the presence of the Lord is an indication that you are the next in line for a big surprise. Oh, can I hear somebody say, I am the one? We are serving a God of surprise. And I have no doubt in my spirit that between now and the end of the year, God will pull a surprise for somebody. If that person is here, can I hear you shout, I am the one? I know that right from the beginning of this year, when we all gathered at the central cafeteria during the prayer convocation, and I can quite remember during one of the sessions, as I was leading the prayer, I saw people come before the altar of God with their requests. And when I had finished leading the prayer, I also wrote my request, place it before the altar of the Lord. Five requests, five things I was believing, trusting that God will honor it, do it for me in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I prayed, fasted, trusting God. But as of now, it is like none of those things has come to pass. But I believe and I know that I'm serving a God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think. And I know that my God will pull a surprise for me. And I surely know that God will certainly pull a surprise for somebody. That is the more reason why you don't have to give up. You have to keep praying. You have to keep pressing on, trusting in the Lord. Have faith in God because he is a God of surprise. All throughout the pages of the Bible, right from Genesis, even into the New Testament, we see God coming through into the lives of people and pulling a surprise for them. And I want you to know that it is your turn now. It is your turn for God to pull a surprise in your life. And when God has shown up in your life, when God has pulled a surprise in your life, then people will testify and they will say that that which has happened to you, it is the doing of the Lord and is so marvelous and glorious in our eyes. Can I hear somebody say a big amen? Hallelujah. So you don't have to give up. And I am not giving up. And I have been praying. And listen to me. Out of the five requests that I have placed before the Lord, there is one that is showing up his head. And I know that God is about to complete it. Can I hear somebody say a big amen? Hallelujah. The God of surprise, I know that between now and the end of the year, he will pull a surprise for you. Say a big amen. I say a big amen. Whether in your business, whether in your marriage, whether in anything that you have been trusting, praying, believing him for. And it is like as of now, nothing seems to be happening in your life. Brother, don't give up. Sister, don't give up. We are looking up unto him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible says that God is not a man that he will lie, neither the son of man to repent. Has he said it? Will he not do it? Has he spoken? And shall he not make his word good? God is watching over his word to perform. And I've come to announce to somebody that between now and the end of the year, there shall be a performance in your life. Am I talking to somebody here? because the God of surprise, he will certainly and surely surprise your life. Hallelujah. He will surprise your life. He's a God of surprise. That is why all the miracles and the things that Jesus did in the lives of people, listen to me, they were surprised in their lives. They were surprised. All the miracles of Jesus, surprise. A woman has lost their husband, and their only son also died, and they were going to bury this boy. And all of a sudden, Jesus shows up and said, what is happening here? They said, the only son of the widow is dead, and we are going to bury him. And Jesus says, open the coffin. They opened the coffin. The young man was lying in the coffin. And Jesus said, young man, arise. And the Bible says, the boy sat up, and he gave the boy back to the mother. It was a surprise. And I see God about to do the same for somebody. Can I hear somebody say a big amen? There is somebody here. You have given up. Your prayer life is gone. You have closed up on the things of God. You have no faith, no hope again. But this morning, Jehovah your God, he will surprise your life. Say a big amen. He will surprise your life. And I know God, he will do it for you. He will come through for you. And he's coming through for you at a time that you have no hope. At a time that you think it is finished with you. At a time that you think, look, nothing is working in your life. But this is the time that you will see the mighty power and move of God at work in your life. Somebody say a big amen. I say somebody say a big amen. Hallelujah. When we talk about surprise, and I'm talking about divine godly surprise. Godly surprise. Divine surprise. A surprise that is coming from God. Not a surprise of man. Because man, hey, may disappoint you. But when it has to do with God, he will not disappoint you. He will never fail you. What he said, he will do for you. It shall surely come to pass. At the appointed time, you will see his manifestation and power. Say a big amen. It is going to be divine. Divine in the sense that it has nothing to do with any man. This surprise that God is about to showcase in your life, listen to me, it has nothing to do with any man. So you are working, and management, your boss, and people, management, they know you are due for promotion, but somewhere, somehow, they have sat on your promotion for 5 years, for 7 years, for 10 years, and there is all indication showing that you are never going to be promoted. But listen to me, God is going to break through for you. And by the time you realize, people who are saying there shall be no promotion in your life, God will work things out, and your promotion shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. Divine surprise from the Lord. So when the angel of the Lord went to Mary, and said unto Mary, Mary, you have been chosen by God to bring forth the baby Jesus. Mary said, how can this be, since I do not know any man? And the angel of the Lord said, this surprise that is coming, it has nothing to do with any man. But the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. I have come to tell somebody here, my sister, my brother, God is about to answer a need in your life. Just as God remembered Noah, I have come to let you know that your time for God to remember you has come in the name of Jesus. Let there be a miraculous surprise in your life. If I have a witness, shout a big amen. Hallelujah. A surprise is a sudden and unexpected amazement of God in the life of a person. A sudden and unexpected amazement of God. So you are here. You have prayed so many years, so many times, fasting 14 days, sowing a seed, doing whatever. You have never missed whatsoever. You are praying, hoping that something glorious will happen to your life, and nothing seems to be happening. All of a sudden, there shall be a sudden and unexpected amazement, visitation, move, power, establishment of God in your life. And all people shall say it. They shall see it, and they shall say that this only is the doing of the Lord. Can I hear somebody say a big amen? Let there be a surprise in your life. I say, let there be a surprise in your life. Are you ready for a surprise this morning? And so between now and the end of the year, sir, have faith in God. Keep on praying. Keep on trusting God. Look up unto him. He will never disappoint you. He will never fail you. Say a big amen. I am still pressing on. I am still believing God. One of the five is showing up, and it is a clear indication that surely God will do it for me. And I know God will also do it for somebody. Can I hear that person say a big amen? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 126 from verse 1. Psalm 126 from verse 1. It is a surprise scripture of the Psalms. The Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Hallelujah. So somebody, you are here. You are in captivity. Being in captivity is like you have been caged in something that you are unable to come out. You are caged in financial captivity. You are caged in a situation, unable to come out. And you are wondering, how can I come out of this situation? The Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Verse 2, look at verse 2. The Bible says, then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord had done great things for them. When the surprise now comes into your life, listen to me, there shall be songs of praise in your mouth. Am I talking to somebody here? Before then, you were complaining, you were murmuring, you were saying all kinds of things. You had no faith. You didn't even want to pray again. You didn't want to hear anything about church again. You were so down. Your spirit, everything about you had gone down. But now that the captivity had been turned around, and now there is a surprise in your life, listen, praise and thanksgiving will begin to proceed from your mouth. Hallelujah. Verse 2, put it there again for us. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our song with singing. Then said they among the heathen, that is people who already knew or know that you have been in a certain situation. There is no testimony for you. But when they now see the surprise of God at work in your life, listen, they will say that the Lord has done great things for you. May the Lord do great things in your life. May the Lord do wonderful things in your life. May the Lord pull a surprise for you. Can I hear somebody say a big amen? The next verse, verse 3. The Lord had done great things for us. Wherefore we are glad. May the Lord do great things for you. So that from today you will be glad in the presence of the Lord. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, our streams in the south. Verse 5. They that sow in tears, they shall reap in joy. Hallelujah. Get ready to reap in joy. Get ready to celebrate something of God. Get ready to celebrate your testimony. Get ready to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seeds, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with them. Hallelujah. And so may the Lord turn your captivity around. May the Lord pull a surprise for you. Say a big amen. Jeremiah 33 verse 14. Jeremiah 33 verse 14. Look at what the Bible says. Jeremiah 33 verse 14. He says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised in the house of Israel and in the house of Judah. Hallelujah. The days come. And the days begins from today. May the Lord perform something glorious in your life. May the Lord pull a surprise for you. Am I talking to somebody here? Sister, listen to me. It is not yet over with your life. God is about to turn situations in your life around. There is hope for your life. There is hope for your marriage. There is hope for your business. There is hope for your ministry. There is hope in God for you. My God is a God of surprise. And today, to the end of the year, may he pull a surprise for you. Am I talking to somebody here? He will pull a surprise for you. Go into the scriptures and you see God pulling surprise. And I'm going to walk on some of the scriptures Reverend Stanley preached on last week. So look at somebody like Abraham, Sarah. They were just there, old in years. And God now comes through for them and said, next year about this time, you will embrace a son. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, if Abraham and Sarah, 100 years, 90 years, and God will come through for them and say unto them that next year by this time, there will be a surprise for them. I have come to declare to somebody that you are next in line for a divine surprise. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said you are next in line for a divine surprise. Shout a big amen. I say shout a big amen. Hallelujah. He has what it takes to bring to pass that surprise in your life. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? And so I'm going to take you through some scriptures and we will see how people encountered God for their surprise. And after this service, you will also encounter God for your miraculous surprise. Am I talking to somebody here? One of the things that God spoke to me when I was praying and preparing for this service and the message, God said to me that tell my people they shouldn't give up. For I am Jehovah their God, and their expectations will never be cut off. Their expectations will never be cut off. Their expectations will never be cut off. So, sister, still keep on with your expectation. Still trust God by your expectation. And your expectation will never be cut off. God will surely make it happen for you. Say a big amen. There is nothing that is too hard for the Lord to do. He is the God of all flesh. Am I talking to somebody here? Just as he showed up in the lives of people in the Bible and pulled a surprise for them, I have come to let you know that your time of surprise begins from today. I say it begins from today. Say a big amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in the book of Mark chapter 5, Mark chapter 5 from verse 25, Mark chapter 5 from verse 25, the Bible says this woman had an issue of blood for 12 years and she has spent all that she had on medical whatever, moving from one hospital to the other. From Kolebu to 37, to Lister, to Trans Hospital, to South Africa, to America, to Europe, everywhere. This woman visited all the powerful hospitals and nothing worked for her. But one day, this woman heard that there was a crusade somewhere. And she happened to be there. And the crusade was so powerful and Jesus was ministering. And she saw the garment of Jesus hanging. And then she said, if only I can touch. If means that I'm not too sure. I'm not too confident. I'm just going to give it a try. If it happens, well, if it works, fine. If it doesn't work too, if. And there are people here today, God will surprise your if. I say God will surprise your if. Can I hear somebody say a big amen? When the time there is if in your life, doubt is what accompanies it. You are not too sure whether the thing will work or not. So we are calling for people to come and sow a seed and whatever. Why? If I go and take the whatever it is, will it work for me or not? I have come to tell you that God today, he will pull a surprise for you. Hallelujah. And I can sense a mighty surprise hitting somebody. Because we are serving a God of surprise. He's a last minute working miracle God. Am I talking to somebody here? January, you didn't see anything. February, you were down. March, April, May, June, you almost give up. July, August, September, hey, you folded up. October, November, by December, hey, you will rise and you begin to exalt the name of the Lord. There shall be great testimonies in your life. Sister, it is not yet over with you. Stand strong in faith and look up unto God and say, like David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. For whence cometh my surprise? My surprise cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. The God of surprise. The God of surprise. I said I wrote five things. Pastor Keto, five things. Five things. And I stood there sweating and leading the prayer. And leading the prayer. And people were coming. You know the most painful thing, you know. After they come, some people came and say, Apostle, oh, God bless you. Sir, request, no, we, whatever it is, no. Look, I have seen God. I have seen God. It has come to pass. It has come to pass. And I say, oh, God, are you fair? Pray for them. And my own, nothing has shown up. Nothing has shown up. But as one bee said, the hair is showing up. There is one bee. Yes. Yes. Yeah. There is a sign. So the servant will come to Elijah and say, Master, look, we have seen nothing. He said, go again. And he will go again and come. He said, nothing. He said, go again. And by this time around, he said, I see the gathering of a cloud. There shall be a gathering in your life. The hand of the Lord will show up in your life. Godly surprise. Not demonic surprise. Godly surprise. And between now and the end of the year, we arrest all satanic and demonic occultic surprise that shall be projected against your life. We bind them in the name of Jesus. That is why get ready to hear good news after today. I say get ready to hear good news after today. Say a big amen. Yesterday night, you know, after Friday, came and did the midnight cry and things. Then Saturday, came and taught at the pastoral school. So when I finished, my eyes were so heavy. So I told Pastor John, look, I have to go home, go and rest and sleep so that I can. So I went home. I don't know whether I ate or something. Did I eat? Okay. So by the time I realized I was off, you know, slept. And I told myself that I'm going to sleep by 10 o'clock, I will wake up. So I said, Holy Spirit, you are my friend. 10 o'clock, wake me up. 10 o'clock, I was up. When I got up, then I saw a message on my phone. A pastor friend of mine, in fact, he's one of us, not in this country, he's one of our pastors abroad, overseas, Switzerland. So he sent me a message. He said, my mother just died an hour ago. Wow. So I sent him a message, communicator. I said, this morning I will call you and all that. I pray that that kind of surprise will not come to you. You will not be taken by event. No strange things shall happen to you. May you experience a godly surprise in the name of Jesus. A surprise that will enable you to come and stand here and testify of the goodness of the Lord. Am I talking to somebody here? So the woman went to the crusade and saw the garment of Jesus hanging. And there were oppositions around it. Peter is saying you can't see him. John and everybody, they have fortified themselves around Jesus. And the woman realized that Peter was standing in front of Jesus, but he had opened his legs. So he said, this is a way for me to go through and touch whatever it is. Hallelujah. But somebody saying, Abba Pastor, it's not written in the Bible like that. It's not everything that took place that was written in the Bible. And I was there when the thing happened. Yes. So went through and then touched the hem of the garment. And immediately there was a surprise. I have come to let you know that there is something in your life that you have been battling with. Today, may the power of God pull a surprise in your life. May there be a surprise intervention of the power of God at work in your life. Can I hear somebody say a big amen? Just like the woman with the issue of blood received her miracle, let there be a miraculous surprise in your life. I say, let there be a miraculous surprise in your life. Somebody say a big amen. John chapter 5 from verse 1, the Bible says, a certain man had been sick for 38 years, and he was placed by the pool in Jerusalem. And whilst he was lying there, an angel of the Lord would come and stir up the waters. And the Bible says that whosoever shall jump into the water first shall be made whole. This man managed to come close, this is the valley, came close to the edge of the pool. But then he had nobody to help him to get into the pool. And whilst he was lying there, Bible says that Jesus showed up. May Jesus show up for you. Because of your surprise, may the Lord show up for you. Am I talking to somebody here? Listen, Jesus didn't show up because of the other people who were there. Jesus showed up because of this man. And the Bible says that, and Jesus knew that this man had been in the situation for a long time. God knows that for a long time you need a surprise. And that is the more reason why this morning God is showing up for you. Receive your miracle. Receive your surprise. Receive it one more time. In the name of Jesus. So Jesus comes, see this man, and he asked the man, will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? And of course, I agree with the answer of the man. Say, I have no man. I have been here. Even somebody to help me jump into the pool, there is no man. Then Jesus said, you don't need the strength of any man. Jehovah your God is about to pull a surprise for you. And this is the surprise. Rise up, take your bed, and go home. Hallelujah. That is the surprise. Rise up, take your bed, and go home. The Bible says, immediately, I prophesy and declare to somebody that after today, may there be an immediately surprise for somebody. Receive it one more time. Receive it one more time in the name of Jesus. Just as Jesus showed up in the life of that man and there was a surprise for that man, may there be a surprise for you. I say, may there be a surprise for you. Say a big amen. John chapter 12 from verse 1. Acts chapter 12 from verse 1. The Bible says, Herod had vexed the church and arrested Peter and James and the rest of the people. And then he went on to kill James. And then when he realized that it has pleased the Jews, he decided also to kill Peter and was keeping Peter for an appointed time. An appointed time after Easter, then Peter would be killed. But listen to me, God pulled a surprise for Peter. He made a way of escape for Peter. There are some of us here. The enemy is waiting to come against you to destroy you at a particular time. But may God make a way of escape for you. May there be a miraculous surprise of God in your life to deliver you from that assignment of the enemy. Somebody say a big amen. Hallelujah. And then when we read in Luke chapter 5 from verse 1, Luke chapter 5 from verse 1, Peter and his friends, they had gone for fishing. Bible says that they had toiled the whole of the night and caught nothing. And they came washing their nets and they were going home. And whilst Peter was going home, Jesus stood in the boat of Peter and preached. When Peter heard the word, he came back. And the master said unto him, Peter, go back. He said, Master, we have toiled the whole of the night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, we will go back to fishing. The Bible says, when they went back, there was a surprise. Hallelujah. May you also encounter that surprise. They had so much that they could not handle it. They experienced a net-breaking miracle. A boat sinking miracle as well. They called for their friends and they still couldn't handle the miracle. I prophesy and declare to somebody, between now and the year, may God surprise you with some abundance of blessings in the name of Jesus. Miracles and blessings that you will not be able to handle. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. There will be no shortages in your life. God will surprise you during this Christmas. God will surprise you by the end of this month. God will surprise you in the month of December. Am I talking to somebody here? That is why you will rise up when you see that surprise and you will declare that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Amen. I say amen. Hallelujah. He will do more for you. I say he will do more for you. So don't give up on God. There is hope for you. That marriage will come to pass. That baby will surely cry in your womb. Am I talking to somebody here? That promotion will surely happen for you. Am I talking to somebody here? That miracle of the visa will happen in your life. Say, I receive it. Hallelujah. God will do it for you. Just as he's done it for people, it is your turn for God to do it in your life. Say a big amen. And finally, Luke chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 1. Luke chapter 1 from verse 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Verse 2. Even as they delivered unto us, which from the beginning were witnesses and ministers of the word. Verse 3. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things, from the very first to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife was the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of the incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. And he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Amen. I say amen. So we see here the priests, you know, Zachariah, you know, he and the wife believing God for all this while, for a son or a child, praying, fasting, doing whatsoever, and there was nothing. But this time around, God pulled a surprise for them. Hallelujah. That is the more reason why, sister, listen to me. Keep on doing what you are doing in the church. Keep on serving God. Keep on praying. Keep on trusting God. Hallelujah. Don't let things tell you that, well, you are wasting your time. Because at the appointed time, God shall pull a surprise for you. Somebody say a big amen. At the appointed time, God shall show up in your life, and there shall be a miraculous testimony for you. So Zachariah and the wife, maybe we are not told at what age they got married or something, but I believe somewhere around 20-something, 25, nothing, 26, nothing, 30, nothing, 35, 40, whatever, nothing. But they were still praying. They were still keeping on. They were still serving. He will go lead the people and then burn the incense. And I believe that Zachariah will make a declaration. Oh, after the prayer service. Oh, next week by this time. Tomorrow by this time. There shall be this. There shall be that. And the people will receive it. And the following day, they will meet Zachariah and say, Zachariah, the testimony, the prayer, the declaration you said, it has come to pass for me. I have a miracle and all that. But Zachariah still was trusting God. Trusting God. Zachariah could have said, well, I have been serving you all this while, burning the incense, leading the people and doing whatever, but you have never shown up in my life. So I am giving up. No, he didn't give up. He never gave up. Kept on burning the incense. Kept on burning the incense. And praying. And serving God. So my sister, don't give up in your prayers. Don't give up doing good. Don't give up serving God. Because a time is coming when Jehovah your God, he will pull a surprise for you. Am I talking to somebody here? Look, I have a word for somebody. And this person, you have been battling with a certain sickness. That sickness has been taking so much of your finances. It's been taking so much of your finances. It's affecting your life. And you are not getting better from whatever it is. But I am hearing in my spirit, and God is saying to you that between now and the end of the year, there shall be a surprise for you. There shall be a surprise for you. Am I talking to this person? Hallelujah. So Zachariah went into the presence of the Lord to burn incense. And whilst he was burning the incense, there was the visitation of an angel. I pray for you that this week, an angel will visit your life. I say an angel will visit your life. And the angel will come to you with your good news. Say, I receive it. Hallelujah. When I was reading this scripture, Pastor John, then I remembered the surprise God gave unto me one time in my life. Yeah, it was a Wednesday. It was a Wednesday. And we went to church. When we went to church, talking about the Kali church, the priest didn't show up. So they asked me to go and lead the service. So I started leading prayer service not yesterday, way back in the Kali church. But it was rosary. Yeah. And I will recite the rosary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst men. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Then they will respond, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Then we'll read again. Then we'll read again. Then we'll read again. Then we'll read again. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy. As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, well without end. Amen. Then after that, then we'll go through the litany of the saints. Saint Peter, pray for us. Saint Michael, pray for us. Saint Henry, pray for us. About 50-something of them will go through all of it. And I was kneeling before the altar, and the people were behind me talking about, I think I was about 20 years or something, and the whole congregation, I was leading. When we closed that day, that Wednesday, I wasn't working.
finish school, not working. So I was just sitting. When we closed that day, then there was a surprise. Sitting with my friends, then this man came and called me. He said, what have you been? I said, I'm not working. He said, see me in my office tomorrow. I said, where? He said, the UN office, Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Be there by 7:30. By 7:15, I was there. By 7:15, I was there. And when I was going, I wore black trousers and a blue shirt. And Afro Moses. How many of you know Afro Moses? Yeah, Afro Moses with socks, black socks. And I went there. And the blue shirt. The blue shirt. 7:15, 7:30, the man showed up. He said, you are here. I said, yes. By 7:45, he handed me a paper. He said, read through it. If you are satisfied, sign whatever it is. I said, what for? He said, Then I read the thing. The thing was so much. Then I signed the thing. I gave it to the man. The man said, you are? I said, yes. I'm a very, very fast reader. You know, very, very. So I gave it to the man. Then the man just did what he said. You are starting work now. If you like, tomorrow go to the original office at Ridge around National Theater and things. Go to the registry office. Let them pull all the applications and see whether you will find my application. No, there nothing, no application. I started job. Hallelujah. That was a surprise. And may God also surprise somebody. I prophesy that this week is your week of surprise. I declare that between now and the end of the year, may God show up in your life. For God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man to repent. Has he said it? Will he not do it? Has he spoken? Shall he not make it good? We are serving a God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Jehovah our God, he will come through for us. When doors are closed in our lives, may God open the doors for you. May Jehovah your God rise up and surprise your life. May there be a surprise for you. Financial surprise, business surprise, academic surprise. Say a big amen. Hallelujah. God will do it for you. He is a God of all flesh. Don't give up on God because something has not worked on in your life. He will come through for you. Say a big amen. He will fight your battles for you and give you a surprise victory. Am I talking to somebody here? Moses and his brother Aaron, after they had displayed everything in the presence of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh hardened his heart, they went back to God and said, God, we have done everything, but the heart of Pharaoh is still hardened. God said, stand aside. My finger is about to appear in the land of Egypt. When they saw the power of God come upon them, killing their first bones. Pharaoh said, Moses, leave my country with your people. That was a surprise visitation. And I've come to let you know that God shall pull that same surprise for somebody. Can I hear you shout a big amen? The God of surprise, he will surprise you. The God of surprise. He will surprise you. So I read what God has done in the lives of people in the Bible. And I am encouraged. And I say, if God has been able to do it for them, then surely God will do it for me. I say, God will do it for me. I will not be 100 years and 90 years for whatever it is, but I know that between now and the end of the year, I am getting myself to celebrate my testimony. And there is hope for your life. Somebody say, I hear you. Hallelujah. That business of yours, get ready for a surprise. Am I talking to somebody here? Hallelujah. Listen, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 doors that are closed right now. Pastoral protocol, if you can position yourself by any of the doors, I'll be happy. Within 1 minute, I want to do something. Any of the doors. Ushers, position yourself at any of the doors. Any of the doors. Let's do that quickly. Just position yourself. The Lord just dropped something into my spirit. Just position yourself. Make sure somebody is by any of the door. There is nobody at that door. There's nobody there. Make sure. Make sure. Quickly. Hallelujah. 17 doors here are closed. Whilst I was talking, then the Lord said to me, one of the surprises that is going to bring into the lives of people is that closed doors are going to be opened. Right now, in the name of Jesus, any door that is closed here, begin to open them right now. Open the doors right now. As the doors are opened, may your financial doors be opened. May your business doors be opened. May your marital doors be opened. May your traveling doors be opened. May your academic doors be opened. In the name of Jesus. May every door that is closed by the divine surprise of God, may they be open right now. May they be open right now. And when the doors are opened, no one shall be able to close it. In the name of Jesus. That is why between now and the end of the year, get ready to celebrate your open doors. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That Jehovah your God, he will do it for you. He will bring that surprise to pass, and all flesh shall see it, and they shall say that this is the doing of the Lord, and he's so marvelous in our eyes. Go from this place and celebrate your surprise. Go from this place and celebrate your miracle. Go from this place and celebrate your testimony. Go from this place and celebrate the greatness of the Lord in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, and I love you all. Amen.